back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Venice Wood Show. Broadcasting live from the Chateau de Rothschild, nestled deep within the nice, fragrant hills of Sicily, where we grow nice cocaine plants that we use to bribe the politicians of Italy and the United States and pretty much every other Rothschild-controlled country with. Among our special guests, Melanie and Alfred Weber. Welcome back, guys. And we wanted to have a little bit of a focus, didn't we? And get back on topic. And talk about the Morgellons, the mind control, the torture, and the various other forms of scumbaggery. So let's get down to it. Melanie, where did you leave off?
Yes, so I was saying that we have this method to basically prove that. I was also explaining, you know, my personal stories with very incredulous doctors, or at least doctors that were not of any help. So what I would like to talk now about is actually our efforts in the European Parliament, because we are working with the European Parliament, we're lobbying with the European Parliament, in fact, to create appropriate EU legislation to stop these kinds of abuses. I will quickly say that before UKEDGE was even created legally, which was done in June in Stockholm, we had already been working together as a group for some time, and we had one first meeting with members of the European Parliament, that I knew. On the 31st of January, I think, where we went there and made a presentation and presented a few of our results. I explained the scanning before, and showed them that this was a huge problem. There was a huge part of the population being non-consensually experimented on with these remote influencing technologies. So we went there for a meeting, had a presentation there, and the result was that we were advised by the members of parliament that we saw to actually set, do a presentation in front of the responsible parliamentary committee, which is the Committee for Civil Liberties, Justice and Home Affairs. And maybe Alfred can say something a little bit more about this.
Yes, well, what we're doing is, what we've developed is a draft law, and in the technical parlance of the European Union, that's called a European Union regulation.
Alfred, did you just say European Union?
I was so taken away by your
Freudian slip.
Rothschild. No, I was so taken away by your Rothschild
well.
Sicilian spiel that I said European. So there's so much. There's such a closeness between European, and urine. Anyway, I know this is part of the lighter side of genocide. Oh,
yeah. Oh, well, you can't piss yourself laughing without urine peeing, I guess.
Okay. Well, from the ridiculous to the sublime to the lighter side of genocide. So what UKEDGE is doing and what they asked me to do, because in 2001, right after the 9/11 false flag operation at the beginning of October of 2001, Congressman Dennis Kucinich asked us to write a bill which would have banned HARP and banned chemtrails and banned space-based weapons. So I actually wrote that bill, and it was introduced into the U.S. Congress as H.R. 2977. and that the U.S. military promptly wrote a report against it, and 6 weeks later, it was promptly, you know, it died. So that was very short-lived. So this project is now having a reincarnation in the European Union. And no pun intended. Vinny, I'm afraid that you have now given birth to a new pun on the Vinny Eastwood Show. And so the
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing.
Okay, so this is what the light
has had of genocide.
This is the light.
I've actually got tears coming down my face.
This is the light.
The European Parliament. Can you imagine what the men room is like? Oh no, no! I guess who's the head of the European Parliament? Herman von Rompuy. You can't make this stuff up.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try to get a grip.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So.
Right.
This must be some sort of. This is comic relief and the lighter side of genocide, because we're about to talk about some horrible stuff that we're bringing a law. And let me just talk about the definition sections of this law, okay? Let me just get into the definition sections. This is a law which will ban and outlaw the use of the following weapons. And these are new physics torture weapons. And that means weapons or weapon systems operating on new physics principles used to torture or inflict other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment, including, but not limited to, electronic weapons, electromagnetic weapons, magnetic weapons, directed energy weapons, and each of these classes of weapons are, you know, detailed. Geophysical weapons, wave energy weapons, frequency weapons, genetic weapons, scalar weapons, psychotronic weapons, chemtrail aerosol weapons, implant weapons, nanotechnology weapons, and information technology weapons. And then torture. The definition of torture, wait till you hear this. You know, it's like really, really, torture means the use of new physics torture weapons to commit any act by which severe pain or suffering, whether physical or mental, is intentionally inflicted on a person for such purposes, including but not limited to intentional psychological programming, experimentation, voice-to-skull communication. I mean, people who have these implants suddenly hear voices in their head commanding them to do this and that. Artificial telepathy, remote influencing. Vinny, that's what you were talking about earlier in the show, you know, forcing a person to do this or that, influencing them, turning them into a robot. Remote inducement or physical or mental illness. This is where you're given an illness remotely, or a mental illness remotely. Mood management, mind control of persons or populations. You can actually use HARP, and there's studies of this. They did it on the Australian population, where right before elections, they mood managed the limbic systems of all the Australians to make them apathetic so they wouldn't go to the polls. And this is how they use HAARP. Here we go. This is very serious. And some witnesses of this have come forward now. Remote virtual sexual assault. Remote virtual rape. Women are being raped remotely using these weapons. Forced reproductive sterilization by means of chemtrails, aerosol weapons. Forced reproductive sterilization by means of vaccinations. They put in the chemtrails or in the vaccinations agents that sterilize you without you knowing it. Any male or female that breathes in these chemtrails or gets vaccinated, they can no longer have children. Electronic dissolution of memory. They have frequencies, and this is, and you may note how much of the population has now lost their memory. This is something that I've noted anecdotally, I've really begun to note it. How many people said, "Oh, I can't remember that." That is an artifact. That is artificially induced by the transhumanist agenda. Okay, here we go. Radio hypnotic intracerebral control, RHIC. That is where they hypnotize you. So you're in a hypnotic trance. You know how they make a stage magician can bring a person up on a stage and make him do all sorts of crazy things. Well, they can hypnotize you at a distance and make you do all the crazy things. Remote transmission of images or films to brain. They can show you pictures or films in your brain remotely. Remote reading and controlling of thoughts. They can read your thoughts remotely, and they can control and implant your thoughts remotely. Subliminal thought control. So you don't know that this is happening. You don't know that you're being remote influenced. This is all happening subliminally. Remote introduction of implants into the body via vaccination, via chemtrails, aerosol weapons, via food, water, or other potable liquids, via nanobots, these small bots that you can breathe in the chemtrails, remote scarring of the body. One of my colleagues has had her body scarred. I can see the scars. They cut scars on her neck, on her chin. This is torture. Remote introduction of inorganic particles into the body. That's a technical term for Morgellons. Remote control of gang stalking or gang stalkers. There is a report, just to show you what gang stalking is about. The gang stalkers are actually controlled by a computer electronic network. And there's a report where there was a series of gang stalkers on a University of California campus that were being controlled by the local police tower, from the local police tower. And the police tower suffered a power outage, and the gang stalkers suddenly came out of the trance and looked at each other and scattered like cockroaches, i.e., people who gang stalk you, they have been taken over and are being controlled they are robotized and haven't been taken over, and they're controlled in some cases by the local police towers. And so that's how the gang stalking occurs. It's controlled from the local police towers. This is the fascistic New World Order state, where they've implanted these individuals and they become robots of the New World Order state. Gang stalking itself and commission of the following crimes in conjunction with the use of the new physics torture weapons: harassment, breaking and entering of private property, and ransacking of private property. That's what happened to Melanie, where I had actually helped put together an experimental program with the E-Clinic on treatment of Morgellons. And Melanie had volunteered to be the first subject, and there was clinical improvement where the E-Clinic was giving this very expensive...
Well, the feed just came up like pretty hardcore there. Okay, well, we're coming to break, obviously, Alfred, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. If you can, please, after listening to the show, share out the archives. You'll find the archives at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Mr. News Guerrilla Media. Back in just a few minutes.